This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
He loves the new and the novel.
The foreign and the fashionable.
He's an eager environmentalist.
A witty Wiccan.
And a try-hard vegetarian.
Now it's time for Adam Barillet's
Bloody Good Things to Know.
Fashion and the environment are two things that I don't normally see go hand in hand. If you're going to be fashionable, you're probably not going to be considering the environment. And if you're going to be environmentally considerate, probably going to be getting around in a Hessian shirt or something hemp. That's not necessarily the case, though. Joining me on the line right now is Chris Bennett from Denim Enterprises and G-Star Raw. Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries at all.
Chris, I was wondering if you could start off by telling me a little bit about what is the difference between organic cotton and regular cotton?
Well, look, organic cotton is grown in a particular way. So I suppose the entire method of producing a cotton fibre is done without any chemicals. And also, I suppose, kind of going back to the original roots of cotton production, so to try and get rid of any pesticides and minimising the impact on the environment throughout the entire production of a cotton thread.
Is there a noticeable difference in, I guess, the feel of the clothes?
I'd say no at this point. We find that the product that we're working with has a fantastic feel to it. I wouldn't say that there's any, say, less quality or a rougher quality, which I suppose some people would consider when looking at an organic product. But I feel that the quality is just the same, if not of a higher standard.
I was very excited when I walked into a G-Star Raw shop and realised that they're doing an organic cotton range. Why did G-Star decide to do this?
G-Star believes it is something that is really, really important to them as a company. I suppose as they become a bigger company with more of an impact, they want to give back as much as they possibly can to the environment that they're involved in. G-Star tries not to make too much of a big deal about it. They feel it is their responsibility to offer such a range and to try and minimise their impact on the environment through their production.
Is it cost effective for G-Star to be organic? Are the clothes more expensive?
Usually the cost of production in organic cotton can be considered to be a little bit larger because, say, for example, you know, you don't use any pesticides or anything like that to speed up the production or to get the land ready for the next production. So some would say that organic production is a little bit more costly. However, G-Star's managed to not pass that cost on to the consumer.
You'd mentioned before a little bit about the environmental benefits of organic cotton. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
When creating regular cotton, a lot of, as I said earlier, pesticides were used in order to get the soil ready for production. And with organic cotton, you wouldn't use those pesticides. Also, the idea of organic runs further through, rather than just the actual cotton growing, it goes into using methods that require less water for the actual production of the cotton thread, using more natural production in terms of actually putting the cotton sheets together. So when we're actually making denim or making a t-shirt.
What has been the reception to G-Star's organic range so far?
The reception has been really, really positive. It has required some customer education. Customers are looking for organic items, and customers are a lot more conscious of, I suppose, the impact that they're making when they make their purchase as well. So we've found that our reaction in stores has been very positive.
Originally, I found that, when you think about clothing that's good for the environment, you had to wear cheesecloth and hemp clothes and be a bit of a hippie. Do you think other, popular labels will jump on board and start to follow this idea of producing things organically?
Well, look, I do believe that it is the trend to move forward. G-Star is hoping that hopefully by about 2012, 30% of its collection will be organic cotton. So our organic cotton is actually moving into, rather than just having the organic line, it's actually moving into our just general production of our everyday collection and our denim. So I think more and more labels these days will actually start to get more of a conscience movements and actually take on organic production and kind of go back to their roots, really.
So that answers my next question. I was going to say, is this just a one-off collection or is this going to be a permanent thing for G-Star?
Well, no, definitely it is. It's a permanent thing. G-Star is doing a lot of work. What we have is a G-Star Raw Foundation and the GSRD department. So G-Star set up its own corporate social responsibility department who mainly drive the organic production but also do their best to make sure that they give back to their community in the environments where their production is held. So we're concentrating on things such as nettle denim, which is a blend of organic cotton and actually nettle.
Wow.
And nettle, of course, is a weed, so it requires very little in terms of water or anything in terms of production value, basically, in order to grow.
That's very exciting indeed. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today.
Well, it was my pleasure. I hope that people will be more interested in organic product from all brands.
Chris Bennett of Denim Enterprises and G-Star Raw discussing the use of organic cotton in fashion. Now you can be environmentally conscious when choosing your perfect outfit for this weekend and still look good. This is your Wednesday morning wake-up call with the Hump Day crew on your favourite station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.